In the name of the one God, Creator, Redeemer, and Sustainer. Amen. Please be seated. This reading from the Gospel of Luke, one of the most familiar passages anywhere in the Bible, includes some incredibly triumphant imagery. There is the glory of the timeless God stepping into a world bound by time to take the form of a human and to live and die as one of us. There is the power of the heavenly visitor who, in the blink of an eye, suddenly stood before the shepherds to announce the birth of the Messiah. And we read of the brilliant vision of the chorus of angels illuminating the night sky and boldly proclaiming the magnificence of God and sharing a prayer for peace. But perhaps what speaks to me the most deeply are those moments that are more understated. Before the appearance of the first angel, the shepherds and their sheep are shrouded in the silent darkness of the night, resting on a hillside somewhere near Bethlehem. There's the image of the newborn child, watched over by his proud but exhausted parents, spending the first hours of his life in a manger behind a nondescript inn on a nameless street. And after the shepherds arrive to see the infant Jesus and to share with Mary all that they had heard from the angels, she treasured all these words and pondered them in her heart. We don't read of any major conversation that Mary had with Joseph, or about a long series of questions that she had to ask after the shepherds had departed. The shepherds came and they went, and Mary was left to sit quietly next to her newborn son, considering all that she had heard. She was left to ponder those things that were said to her, words that were incredibly meaningful and which touched her deeply. Among all of the magnificent aspects of the birth narrative, this must have been one of the greatest. Hearing from simple shepherds words that had been shared by heavenly visitors, words that were valuable, words that were priceless, words that were a treasure. Once before, Mary had heard from an angelic visitor, and what was revealed to her changed her life. And now, several months later, she once again heard the words of a messenger of God, and what she heard this time validated her life. It confirmed everything that she knew deep inside. Because of the will of God and her acceptance of this call, the young girl went simply and magnificently from being the daughter of an anonymous family, betrothed to a working-class carpenter, to being the mother of the incarnate Son of God. She had gone from being ordinary to being extraordinary. And she pondered all of these things in her heart, the treasure that was the new reality of her life. And that, I think, could be the true invitation, the true message to take away from this gospel passage. Yes, we recognize that Jesus was born, and that the long season of Advent for the people of Israel, just as it is now for us, had come to an end. We know that the Messiah that had been promised for generation after generation had arrived, not as a triumphant king on horseback, as so many had prayed for, but as a fragile child born into a common family. The shepherds heard the news, and from them we, just as Mary did before us, learn the message of the angels. Do not be afraid, because we have got some really good news for you. But the important thing is to not simply know these things or to remember these events. We are called to let them soak deeply into us, to let the true meaning of the birth of Jesus settle into our souls. And yes, even as it settles into our soul, perhaps even to unsettle us. We are invited to ponder everything that God has done for us. We're asked to take time to treasure it all, the joys, the loves, and the victories of life, just as much as we do the sorrows and the heartache and the disappointments. Because from all of these, we can learn. And through all of these, God speaks to us. Sometimes as loudly as a chorus of angels, and at other times as quietly as the silent manger in which the baby slept. At this Christmas, and every day moving forward, look to see where God is at work in your lives. See where God is with you. Listen for the voice of God. Treasure all that God says to you. Treasure all that God does for you. And ponder it in your heart always. Amen.